Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to those who are in the chat room, to those who are listening on the archive. This show is called It's in the Stars, and I am your host, Christina Malone. And if you want to know more about me, you can go to my website, which is christinamalone.com. I do a week, two weekly, bi-weekly, whatever, twice a month, on the new moon and the full moon blog, and then I try to do a weekly radio show to add to that so that I can enhance the awareness of astrology and the stars and the planets and God's time in this world. So that's what my journey and my mission is, to share the light and to help you experience what light you are, the light in your chart, the light that you are is so unique. And it's revealed through your birth chart, through the actual time that you were born. It's the statement. It's your cosmic DNA. And if you know your time of birth, place of birth, and time, place, and date of birth, then we get the accurate picture of your cosmic DNA, your actual light, where you're blessed and where you're challenged in your life. Right now, what I like to do is go through the Daily Planetary Guide and read from Pam Champy's analysis of this week coming up. We are right now on Saturday, January 19th. It's a bit hard for me to talk because the sun just went into the sign of Aquarius. It's at 0 degrees of Aquarius right as we speak. I happen to be a Leo, ruled by the sun, and the sun is pretty much in a void right now. Whenever the planet that rules your sign is between signs and not quite fully into the next sign, it's kind of a void and it's just kind of spacey. So it is a little bit challenging for me to talk today. And when you know that about yourself, when you know your chart and you know things, you just kind of wing it, you know. Today is also a very special birthday of my spiritual teacher, Star Fuentes. If you look on my website on my links, there's a link to her page. So happy birthday, Star. And the sun just went into the sign of Aquarius and Mercury just went into the sign of Aquarius all today. So it's a lot of brilliance, a lot of high energy. Aquarius has to do with electricity, electronics, the transmission of energy, and it's a sign of intellectual brilliance. So Aquarius's statement is, I know. So what is it that you know? What do you know about yourself? What do you know about your life? What do you know about your own place in the universe? That's what astrology is supposed to help with. So I'll read a little bit from the Daily Planetary Guide, which you can get one of your own if you want to go to my website and click on my blog, and there's a little link to Amazon.com, and it'll tell you how to get one. So this is the week of January 20th to 26th, and, of course, tomorrow is the inauguration, so it mentions that. And it says, this is going to be a busy week with a mixed bag of tricks. There's a difficult Moon-Mars square. Now, Mars right now is in the sign of Aquarius. Sun just went into Aquarius, and Mercury just went into Aquarius. So that's a lot of planets in Aquarius, and the Moon today is in Taurus, which is square to Aquarius. And it's going to be followed by some happy Jupiter aspects later on this week, and then another Pluto-induced crisis and a full moon at the end of the week. So the inauguration of the President of the United States, Barack Obama, who happens to be a Leo, so you can imagine he is under a lot of stress, just in terms of what is in the stars is challenging to him, and you can see it just in the way he has to try to do his work and be thwarted at every angle. That's kind of being represented by these planets in Aquarius, which are opposing him. And the moon in Taurus tomorrow will be square to him. So it just means that it's a challenge for him as well. But it says in the Daily Planetary Guide that the inauguration of the President of the United States happens at noon Eastern Standard Time on Sunday, January 20th. That's also the day when a rough and ready Aquarian Mars crosses swords as it squares the gentle Taurus moon. With this Moon-Mars situation, it's not a total deal breaker, but it just can indicate unconventional or weird circumstances surrounding the inauguration. Well, you know, we've had so much in the news about how challenging this whole anti-gun thing is going on since the slaughter at Sandy Hook. You know, we've tried to have a conversation about eliminating assault weapons, which are all Mars energy. And it's so fascinating to me that people just get so crazy about how, you know, this the idea of taking off these huge guns that can shoot 30 rounds of ammunition at one shot, and they're so afraid that that will be a challenge to the Second Amendment of the right to bear arms. And I want to say something about that. You know, when they wrote that Second Amendment, they had muskets. They only had one little ball they could put in their musket at a time. I don't think the Founding Fathers ever imagined that we'd have these kinds of weapons of mass destruction, in my opinion, that people could just blow away a whole crowd of people. You know, I don't think they intended for that to be our legacy. And I sometimes think the Mars energy in the world, you know, the aggression and the need to defend oneself is a spiritual sickness. The idea of now arming teachers and all that stuff, I think that's a spiritual sickness. I don't think that we need to be that paranoid. But that's just me. And it is strange to see people getting very polarized in this way. So when we say there's a Moon-Mars square, that just means the emotions are going to be at odds with this aggressive energy. And so the forecast for the rest of the week is going to be mostly sunny with a few chances of thunderstorms on Thursday. And that's when, of course, Jupiter's in Gemini, and Jupiter will hook up with the moon on Monday, which will then be in Gemini, and make a nice trine to Mercury, which is in Aquarius. That's all air, and it'll be trine to the sun in Aquarius and to Mars in Aquarius. So this inspiring trio signals that this is a great week for the new president or you to schedule important meetings. So in other words, with all the air in the sky right now, planets and air signs, that means it's a great week for communication. And the boom lowers on Thursday, January 24th, when Pluto has a showdown with the moon. So Pluto is currently in a Capricorn, and it's been in Capricorn since 2008, and the moon will be in Cancer that day. So it's saying it's going to be opposite the moon. So although this opposition is a recipe for sudden emotional upsets and possible crises, the good news, it's only in play for a few days, because we know the moon moves every 2 days into a new sign. In the meantime, sunny skies are back on Friday, January 25th, when the sun in Aquarius will trine to lucky Jupiter in Gemini. And then finally on Saturday this week, that'll be Saturday, January 26th, we'll have a full moon in Leo. Whenever the moon is opposite the sun, it's in the opposite sign. So I would say it's pretty good for Barack Obama, because he is a Leo, for the full moon to be in Leo. But it's also a sign that the unconscious lunar forces usually are very overwhelming. So a lot of people say that full moons are very emotional, and that's the time when there's a lot of craziness in the air. So just talk to any policeman on full moons. But that's a good time. Full moon is a good time to begin to get rid of bad habits, because you're going from a full moon to a new moon, so it's a time of letting go, closure, they say here, fasting and detoxing. So the theme of the Leo full moon would be to find a balance between the needs of the group and then your needs within the group. So Aquarius rules the group conscience, the statement of you know, the humanity, the brotherhood of man, that's all ruled by Aquarius. And Leo is basically the king. So it is a sense of my way versus the highway kind of thing, and it'll probably be more in the news about the conflicts that President Obama has with this Congress. And although Saturn squares this full moon, Saturn is in Scorpio, both the sun and moon will still enjoy good aspects with Jupiter. So the mixed alignments this week are like a yellow traffic light. You're good to go, but use caution. Saturn in Scorpio, that's been going on for about a year, and it'll be there for another year, and that's a lot of what's causing all this debt crisis. Saturn rules debt, and Scorpio rules Wall Street and financial institutions and banks. So it takes a while to get out of that for about another year. And in the meantime, it just means that you have to deal with your emotions, your fears. Saturn rules fears, and so it's all about your fears of not enough and feelings of lack. That's what Saturn has to do with. So since astrology has to do with archetypes and feelings and emotions and stuff, These are things that you have to explore within, and the more you know yourself, like I say every week, the more you know your chart, the more you can handle these things. So let's see if I can, let's see, we're about 15 minutes into the show. I thought I had a caller, but I don't see anybody now, so I might even end my show early, but I will talk about what I said in my blog, which I sort of talked about last week, this idea of your dependence on a higher power is based on your relationship with your parents. What you were given in your childhood is very much what formulated your cellular memory and what gave you spiritual beliefs about who is in charge and who supports you has a lot to do with what you're going to believe as an adult. And doing some exploration about this in an astrological way, I was talking about how Saturn relates to the father in the chart, the disciplinarian, the boss, the person who's responsible for your life and giving you structure. And Jupiter is related to the mother in your chart. So the Jupiter is usually the planet of abundance and positive thinking and expansion. So looking at your Jupiter and your Saturn can give you a lot of understanding of your parents, your original imprint, if you will, like what they taught you and what you believe. And so it's interesting to see that there's just so many different millions of people all over the world that don't ever think about this. They don't think about, why do I believe the way I believe? Well, I was raised in a certain religion, and I was able to grow out of that when I became an adult and I started to look at astrology and see that there are other influences in life. It doesn't have to be the way my parents or the way society told me life was supposed to be, you know? So anyway, you get more conviction the more you study astrology, at least I do, so that you can sort of question people's beliefs and wonder, why do you feel that way? Why do so many people feel like they need to defend themselves with guns? It's just really fascinating to me. Like, it's like some boogeyman thing out there. And I know that it's the sense of feeling unsafe in your own world, and that might be because of your childhood, so you might want to look at that instead of feeling like everyone is your enemy. Everyone is in their own little universe, basically designed by their natal chart. Everybody has their own planets, their own signs, and their own houses, and so everyone is in their own little universe, and the more you study astrology, the more you can understand why everyone's so different. So there's no way we can really change other people. We can only look at ourselves and be true to ourselves. And maybe in that way, somehow we have an influence over the world. That's why I say this show is about traveling light. It's about spreading your light, the light that you were given, out into the universe. So I do have another caller. So maybe I'll try and ask this person if they want to talk to me. Okay. Let's see. Okay, 780. Did you want to ask me a question? Hey.
Yeah, just happy spiritual New Year to you. I call it still New Year.
What's your name?
So Jay, calling from Canada, Christine.
Oh, Jay, my goodness, long time no speak.
I know.
Did you wonder what happened to me?
No, I was, what happened to you?
Well, I was doing my show on Sunday nights, and I work overnight at an alcohol and drug treatment center on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So it's a little bit hard to do the show at 5 and then get ready for work. I sometimes need to take a rest and sleep on the afternoon before I go to work. So I thought, let me try Saturday night and see how it goes. But I was thinking about you. I was thinking about some of the people that used to be on my show before, and I thought, oh, I hope they find me. You know, so good. I'm glad you found me.
That's that, how would you say it, that prayer with no ceremonial, they call it, that intention, heart intention, right?
The heart intention, yes. So this is Aloha Jay that I call you. And I've still got your chart. I've got your chart. So
well, thank you.
Let me see what's going on with you today. Hold on a second. Jay is an Aries. And did you hear what I said about Mars this week? Mars has been in the sign of Aquarius, which is not a bad thing for you. Mars is the ruler of Aries. And it's actually been a nice, energizing kind of Mars, because it's it's electric. It's like anytime Mars is in an air sign or a fire sign, it's kind of happy. You know, it can get going and get things done. But it's probably been more energy on a mental level than anything else. Have you been, has your mind been very active?
Yes, it has.
And have you had any kind of involvement with groups lately? Because groups are really ruled by Aquarius.
Not lately. I've been just hiding out because it's just, you know, it's kind of cold outside. And just after January, well, after December, it was pretty, I don't know, it's kind of chaotic, if you want to call it that.
Well, chaotic is a good word because, you know, this planet Uranus at 5 degrees of Aries just went over your sun at 4 degrees of Aries. So chaotic is generally the name of the game when Uranus is hitting one of your planets, or it's a major transit. So it just means, and of course Aquarius is associated with Uranus, so it's interesting that the ruling planet Mars is in Aquarius and then Uranus, the planet associated with change and rebellion and all that stuff, and groups of people,
yep,
and electricity,
oh, yeah,
and electronics. It's all, it's in Aries. It just went over your sun. So I just looked at that while you were saying that. Now,
yep,
in terms of electronic gadgets, Aquarius loves electronic gadgets, loves the internet, loves astrology. So the astrology is sort of like the best form of rebellion. It's really what is outside the box of normal human psychology, you know. A lot of people don't use astrology in the way I believe it should be used, which is to help people really find themselves and know themselves. And I, you know, really just had a little breakdown with some electronic stuff recently. My cell phone is just starting to go. I've had my cell phone for almost 4 years. So because Aquarius rules electronics and gadgets, I think, you know, like I'm telling myself, okay, it's time, you know. I hate to give up my cell phone. I really love it, but it's time to get a new one. So that's what I'm going to be doing with this energy going into Aquarius. But what else has been happening? I know you were doing some drumming and music and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, in 2012 it was a roller coaster for me. I lost a lot of jobs, basically, a number of jobs last year. And,
wow.
I got it one, you know, basically a week after I lost my other one in December. Then I had a good chat with my mother, actually, for 3 hours. And let everything open. And you know, 2012 was, it's just coming in calm, which is great. So
good, good. You mean 2013 is coming in calm?
Not 2013, yes.
You know, it's funny. I went to a Mayan conclave at this wonderful teacher whose birthday it is today in Hot Springs over the winter solstice, which was December 21st and 22nd. We did some pretty amazing spiritual work, kind of just really acknowledging that humanity is going through a huge paradigm shift right now. And one of the things is that parts of the brain and parts of our being that we have not been able to access or use, or it's just been kind of dormant,
mm-hmm,
is all going to be opening up now, not only in 2013, but and beyond, you know. So we talked a lot about that when you have a lot of light, like when you walk outside after being in a dark room, and it's so bright out, especially in the wintertime, sometimes the light can be just blinding when you're driving down the road. When you have that kind of light, it's sometimes overwhelming and people don't know how to handle it. And so it is a time of intensity, you know. And what I've been trying to do is just make sure that I'm getting enough rest, you know, connecting to the earth, connecting to, you know, hot baths, hot showers, things like that are,
yep,
somehow connect me to the physical world, because the light is basically more of a spiritual nature, and it can be sometimes like having too much electricity come through you. So especially there's so much work being done by light workers. It's funny how when I listen to the news, there's these horrible experiences of chaos and drama going on in certain countries like Syria or Mali and stuff. And then you'll hear these brilliant things about some breakthrough in energy or finding batteries that work off of gravity, you know, and that the new technologies that are coming out of the, what's that called, the Consumer Electronics Show. Just, it's fascinating. It's fascinating that there's always these juxtapositions of terrible things happening, which I think is part of humanity's breakdown, but we're also going through a breakthrough.
Yeah.
So sometimes you have to break down to break through, as my teacher says. So I just hope that people can keep it together, as they say. I work in an alcohol and drug treatment center, so I do see people sometimes having a real hard time with just the different energies all around them. I have to spend a lot of time in quiet. I turn off my TV and I turn off my internet. I turn off the phone, just so I can have that kind of quiet. I encourage people to do that. And I love to watch funny movies to make sure that I'm getting a lot of humor in my life, too. You know, lighthearted movies, not heavy. Those are things that I do to heal myself, and I just recommend that because those are things that have helped me for a long time. But I'm so glad you're back. I'm glad I got you back, and I was thinking about you and a bunch of other people that have been on my show before. So
always
enjoy your week, and maybe I'll talk to you next week, and I'm going to start closing out my show. And thanks
okay.
for being there.
Thanks, Christine. You're very welcome.
Okay.
Happy Mother's
Day. Okay, have a good week. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, so we're going to close out with Spinning Through the Universe. And everyone have a wonderful week, and God bless. Take care.
Spinning through the universe, skipping past the stars, makes no difference where you're going, just be where you are. We have gone through many cycle, lives and worlds spin by. Watch the outside.